When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I feel like I can hear the echo though, Vince. You know, I know why I can hear echo, but me and you were just discussing.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm looking. You're echoing no more, though, is it?
Silent, though, I don't know. I don't even know if you put on silent. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the number one podcast currently on the internet, YouTube, or other platforms there may be. Let me start with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Coming up, peace, two fingers. But Tom, before we start, our regular on here, Daniel Grace, his little daughter, Matilda, is in hospital with bad asthma. So I'm wishing her a speedy recovery. Furthermore, I'm wishing her that she comes home tonight to be with her family. So, because he sent me a message, he said, I won't be listening to the show today, but because Matilda's in hospital. I said, bro, don't worry. We're going to give her. So I want everyone on the Fighters, right, to send out, I mean, good positive energies for little Matilda. She's the one that did the picture for you, remember, Ton?
Yes, amen to little Matilda. Wishing you a speedy recovery, getting home to dad and everyone else. So,
I add, Manny, our producer, said, like, Tundi's come with a young man's polo neck and I've come with an old man's polo neck. I said, rude boy, I'm Captain Birdseye, bro. You don't know.
I see Johnny Nelson trying to rock that old school polo neck as well.
Johnny Nelson, look at that. Daniel Grace, evening all spent. We've just been discharged and heading home. The powers, man. Come on, man. You don't run with this kind of thing, man. But that's beautiful to hear, bro. That is beautiful to hear.
Yeah. Love that. Big up Daniel Grace. Before we start, big up OPME first in the building. He says another good live coming our way. Ben has still got problems with his case, and Ryan was very dominant and powerful in his debut at 140. Big up E Francis, AAV Develops, you know, always in the building. Big up Tunde and Spence. Rob Meyer in the building.
Bladdins,
I see ya. Otak Skylander editor, Lee S. NND, Stamina for Sale Manny's here. Tunde's here. Tyrone Booth is in there. Motivational Talk 11. Also with us, Sean Taylor. What's that? You know about me, mate? I think that's how you say it. Ota Yemi X. Yeah, Fight Fan Live. Fight Fan TV Live. Big up Daniel. Big up Lex. Massive interview that came out today.
Listen, I watched the first 20 minutes of it today. Bad joke. I mean, I told you, written off. Tony knows the powers when I start bust the prayers in the place. You have to sweat, bro.
Yeah, you see that piece. I didn't even see that piece.
That cracked me up.
Come on, big up spinning ranking. And we will discuss who... We've got to get to the bottom of who would win in a real fight between me and you, because I am 2-0 against you, as everyone knows.
What are you talking about, 2-0? What is this little lying Nigerian about 2-0? I want people to realize this part here. If it wasn't for me, Tunde would still be in Desmond's barbershop arguing pork pie. The big Kim Matthew lookalike about 2-0. This guy.
Danny, there was never ever a second match. Spencer totally fabricated that. He fabricated, bro. There was never a McGrill's confrontation, but Tundi, Spencer, he just likes the line.
Tundi, stop it. Just stop it now. Right? Daniel Wright is telling her story wrong. Tundi, I'm not even getting into this. Let's continue with the show, yeah? I'm punching your belly. You doubled up, you know? And Tundi's he's forgotten it, you know? Just admit that. Please, just admit that.
Bro. Daddy, you know when you're in sleep, and you know when you go to bed and you put your head in your pillow and you close your eyes, it's then you start to imagine things that are not real.
No, it's Tundi. Let me tell you this. This is how serious I am. Danny, hear what I say this. I swear on my mother's grave that I had doubled up.
Oh, in, my goodness. Why would you say that, Sense? Why would you say that? No, I'm not in this conversation.
Right, Spencer. Exactly. I double douche you, right? And you know it's the truth.
Oh, my word. Why you would say something like that?
Steve Sims was in the gym, you know. Go and ask Steve Sims. Steve Sims said, take it easy with you. I said, you don't know how heavy-handed Tundi is, you know.
Stop making up stories as you go along.
Take it easy. Respect, take it easy. You're going to kill the poor African. Take it easy.
Don't make us two old men go on a Misfits thing. And I broke up on a Misfits thing.
Let me tell you this now, yeah? I would never fight you. Let me tell you this, yeah? Tundi's in the gym every day, yeah? When I did the thing for the PCU the other day, like, I felt Tundi's arm, yeah? Tarate, the arm coming like Hercules.
Hercules, baby, come. All right. Manny saying the smart happened in 1847. Bro, these youngers are so disrespectful. Oh, type Manny. Anyway, can we get on with the show? But I was just bigging up the people them that's in the building. Shall we actually talk about the boxing that happened over the weekend before going on to the main discussion? Or shall we have the main discussion first and then go on to... Because the main discussion, I feel, is going to be very, very debatable. People may want to come on live and give their opinion. I'm sure Manny can put the link up. Maybe we have one or two people in this show giving a live opinion. I think that would be good, Spence. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you know what? Could be. That'd be a nice one. Make sure. Also, did you guys see Floyd Schofield, Kid Austin's fight last night?
We're going to touch on that. We're going to have a serious fight. Well, Schofield, I think he made a big statement there last night. Thank you, Carlos, for the 599 euros.
Thank you so much, my friend.
He says, good evening, great show, all. A lot to discuss this weekend. Have a great one. Yep, definitely a lot to discuss. Young man Floyd, not Philip. Philip Schofield is the old presenter man, Spencer. Did he say Philip? I thought you said Philip.
No, I never said Floyd. But yeah, well, Philip Schofield was the one that grew up the little you and they sack him.
What's the matter with you?
I'm telling the truth, that's what he did.
Yeah, that is Philip Schofield. But Philip Schofield was actually on fire last night, improving to 16-0 with 12 knockouts, knocking out Ricardo Lopez Torres in the first round. And it was a dominant display. The young man, you can see, even when he clapped my man down, he like flexed his muscles to show man what time it was. Yeah, it was a great performance, and I'm looking forward to see how far this young man could go. I know there. I saw a headline saying, is he ready for Tank, Shakur and these man? But I would say, unless they, you know, that's the path they want to take, just continue to rise in this steady manner in which they're doing. He's only 21 years young.
And, yeah, he's and he's blessed. He's blessed the show a couple of times. Remember, he blessed. Yeah. Remember him and
the dad.
Him and the dad came on the show, and they were going. Him and Keyshawn Davis were going at it.
Yeah, I would love to see that again. I would love to see that one again. Actually, and where is Keyshawn? Keyshawn's. I don't know. He's gone missing. Kind of. I haven't really heard nothing from him. Usually, he's a man who's very vocal online. I haven't heard nothing from him. But that was a great performance. And, you know, listen, Floyd should continue to keep on, you know, Golden Boy, should I say, not Floyd, Golden Boy should be continue to keep bigging up this youth, because you watch his Instagram page, you can see how dedicated.
Someone said Keyshawn's being banned. What's happened there? Too blessed. Let me know what's going on.
I think that's for the weed. I think that's for the weed thing, because you know my man, he like butter weed. All these young boys nowadays, I don't know if it's for clickbait or what, but they keep on getting caught with the weed. Because the other one, the heavyweight, Gerard Anderson, he got caught as well for marijuana, as I call it. Marijuana. And I'm not too sure if he was given a ban, but he also is part of that little crew. And yeah, you know, I don't think it's a... Listen, I understand the whole clickbait thing, but I just don't feel you're giving a, you know, a good representation of yourselves first, and then for the youngers that are coming up trying to emulate you and at least trying to be in your spot. So,
I'm sure they're disgusting, to tell you the honest truth.
Yeah, it's not good, especially when you've been given the opportunity to showcase your talents and get paid for it. Both of us know how difficult it is to actually make a living in this sport. 99.9% of fighters don't ever get this opportunity. So you have to count yourself as one of the blessed ones when you're in
that. He's got a very big opportunity.
Big, massive.
You know what I mean? He's got a very big opportunity.
man saying he got the weed of Bob Arum.
Listen, Bob Arum can smoke as much weed as he wants because he's not participating in the sport.
That's facts. That's facts. London Runs Boxing Shoot says, any professional athlete smoking weed is a red flag. You know what? I would say yeah, but I heard Mike Tyson saying that his best performances is when he was on the herbs. Have you seen that interview? Mike said, when I was on the herbs, weed, he said if he knew the effects of the weed, he said he would have took them earlier. Even though it's not a laughing matter, and I totally agree with you, a boxer smoking weed is a red flag, especially at the beginning of your career as well. It's like, you're supposed to be really in the gym, putting in the work on road, what have you. But anyway, big up Floyd Schofield, improving to 16-0 with 12 knockouts, beat a very usually durable opponent last night in Ricardo Torres. And I think while we're on that, so we just go to the main event. Shane Mosley Jr. also improved to 21-4, beating Joshua Conley, which wasn't, in my opinion, and Dutty Gav said, Cali weed power. Wasn't really an impressive performance, but nonetheless, he retired Joshua Conley in the sixth round. Now, moving on to the top of the bill, we had the return of the superstar, the social media phenomenal, Ryan Garcia. Last night, improving to 21-24-1 with 20 KOs, knocking out Oscar Duarte in the eighth round. And Spencer, first off, I want to ask you, what was your overall impression of Garcia's first fight back after the Tank Davis loss.
Tony, that was poor, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean?
But, most of the Americans are saying, I don't know if it's just a Haitian thing, but they say like, yeah, I want to see Garcia, I want to see Tank fight this Garcia.
Tony, you said it correctly. It is a hatred thing. Let me tell you this now, Tony, yeah? I see the man trying to do a shoulder roll. It looked like sausage roll to rotted, right?
Hey! That suddenly made me choke. Sausage roll!
Bruv, I don't know what he was doing in that fight. Big up JD Dyer. Big up himself, my brother. You know what I mean? Yeah, some sushi roll. I don't know what. Some sushi roll. I don't know what he was doing to.
A man said sausage roll. Some Greg's thing.
Hey, bro, don't muck around with the Greg's steak make, you know. Don't play with that, you know. That's powerful.
Big up Greg's steak make. Ilford High Road, next door to the gym. Big up Greg's. Big up all the lovely ladies in there that give him a coffee daily. Oh, tight Greg's. Rubs, the steak bakes always get lashed out. By midday, the steak bakes are done.
They're done, bro.
But yeah, man was doing sausage roll instead of shoulder roll. Sushi roll. Gus, we have to come with something different. Love it, Gus. We done talk about this on the show. Sausage roll, you can't get past that. That's the one. So, in your opinion, he was doing a sausage roll. And carry on, Spence. Sorry, I kind of cut you off.
So, I'm just going to be rude. I was not impressed with that. I looked on that. I weren't impressed with that. But it could be a fact. New trainer. You know what I mean? New trainer as well. I know that Derek James is under a lot of stress. You could see it. He's under a lot of pressure. You know what I mean?
Why though? Why is he under a lot of pressure?
Because he's just come out of two gargantuous fights and both your fighters lost. You know what I mean? And everyone's blaming you, or they're blaming the fact that Anthony Joshua come over in the camp and put Juju in the camp and mash up the whole camp to rot it.
Please, the fight is right. You gotta forgive Spencer, you know. I keep on telling him stop using this word, Juju.
Bro,
oh my goodness gracious me.
Who else are they blaming?
But it's not Andy Joshua's fault. It's not his
fault. No, of course it's not. But, you know, we have to blame him. Tech Test, big up yourself. He says, Tech Test says, big up Muscle Ed. So you must know, you know, Tundi from a long, long time. Bubba T.
Trust me.
And listen, I'm not no Gallus, but original Gallus from South London. The mind.
Yeah, you know, you definitely know who Spencer is then. So you definitely old time detectors. You know what's going on. Andre Ward, hashtag number one, says a new trainer is not going to change nothing about him. And I have to second that because I didn't really see no improvements last night. I still see him throwing that left hook with his right hand down. But things take time. Admittedly, things take time. But I personally feel that, I know you got the phone on, Spence.
I just sent the message to my man. Sorry.
Okay. I personally feel that the Garcia last night would not have gone seven rounds with Tank.
That no, Garcia?
Garcia last night would not have gone on seven rounds
with Tank. You know why it is? Let me tell you this. Yeah. With Garcia, who we saw yesterday, he was more concerned about his infighting. Thank you, Mohamed Ahmed. He's been more concerned about the infighting with Golden Boy than fighting itself. Mohamed Ahmed.
You know what? I was going to say that. I was going to touch on that. That really, mentally, what kind of mental effect would that have on a young fighter, an old fighter, going into a major fight? You know, straight after he's been stopped by Tank Davis, and you're there letting off your steam. But you know what? It's probably good that he let off his steam at the press conference. Because to go into the fight, having that kind of anger and animosity in your head and in your mind and in your spirit prior to a fight, it probably was the best thing for him. But us looking on the outside is like, bro, like, come on, man. You can't be fighting with your promoter. But things like in-house fighting, sometimes I think, is this like a little, is it a little trick? Because you know Floyd and Tank always play that, like they're beefing. But they're not beefing, yeah, bro.
Tom, that's Floyd and Tank.
Yes.
Disrespect when he said to Bernard Hopkins, yeah?
Yeah, that was, yeah, that was hard.
That was, nah. I'm not buying that. I think it was proper genuine. That's how I see it. You know what I mean? I thought it was a genuine beef.
Yeah. Regardless, you know, listen, he went in there, he done what he had to do, he got the W, and now the future, what if, I mean, listen, you know what? Shakur Stevenson, I still don't get it. Shakur Stevenson won a fight with one hand. He beat a dangerous puncher with one hand. And everybody's just dissing him. Like he's rubbish or something. The guy's a three-weight world champion. And I feel so that's why I'm saying it's more of a clickbait thing than anything. Because you got these other fighters cannot be looking at Shakur Stevenson like he can't fight. Because I heard Ryan Garcia in a post-fight press conference. Talking about, bro, I'll do this, brother. So he didn't say that. But
yeah,
he's like, I would do Shakur Stevenson. Shakur Stevens with all that running business, I would come there and fight and everything like that. And I feel he can't do that to Shakur. He just couldn't do that to Shakur. I just think the skill levels are too bad. Well, that's just my opinion, Spencer.
Listen, end of the day, it's all good for how he's got to build himself. No fighter ain't going to turn around and say, I think this guy's going to beat me up or blah, blah, blah. He's got to think that way, which is good. But it's also good that we've got an opinion that we could say something different.
Yes, yes.
Right? Because as far as I'm concerned, he can't beat my man. That's it. Shake, send it.
No. He ain't beating Shakur. No way, Jose.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mohammed Ahmed, as you said, Spencer, I like the way you... you have to put that... Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Mohammed Ahmed.
It's Ahmed.
He asked a question. Good evening. Question for both of you. How do you think Adam Azim does with Garcia right now? Is he ready, Spencer Fearon?
Well... No, he's not ready because he hasn't fought anybody remotely world-class. He has world-class potential.
Agreed.
Right? But we got to be real and say that he's not ready yet.
Yes.
Right? Because regardless of what you want to say about Ryan Garcia, he's actually a world-class fighter, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, he stopped Luke Campbell time ago.
Luke Campbell dropped him. I remember we did a watch along for that. Luke Campbell dropped him.
Yeah. But that was still a good stoppage for a young
stoppage.
at that moment in time. It will, for me, it would be more about if Adam can deal with the occasion. That's a massive platform. You know, you're going from a leisure center onto the biggest stage right now. And I don't feel, although I know Adam has got an intention of being a young world champion, I don't think managerially and tactically that would be a good fight right now. Because, okay, in an ideal world, you beat Ryan Garcia. Then what after that? Well, you're fighting Tank and then Mandy.
Come on.
And Shakur and these killers. And this brother I just saw up at 140, who I don't advise nobody, no young prospect to go near. That's Sabrul Mateus.
Tundi?
That you. Listen.
Forget about
leave
him.
Leave that boy alone.
Forget
leave
about him.
That
forget
one
about him.
Alone. So search for another title at 140, but do not go next to that boy there. Because that boy there, you're going to not only have to punch hard, have skill, but you're going to have a serious engine. Because this young Puerto Rican, maybe some are touting him as, and I kind of looked at him like that, not as a skilled, but as a Felix Tito Trinidad. He's coming in that mode. When, as a young man, Felix Trinidad was knocking people out cold with left hooks. But that Matias is different. Yeah, that 140 just stay. I don't, you know, I don't hear none of these boys talking about this guy, you know, Matias.
Yeah, who's that 140. Do you blame them? They don't need to.
Definitely,
stay away from him.
Definitely don't blame him. So, yeah, we wait. You know, we're bigging up Adam. We want him to do well. What's happening to Hassan? I don't know. Someone can, as I said, I saw him there. His face was kind of looking chubby. I'm like, well, what, go on? Well, Hassan, you're not trading. But yeah, Hassan's my boy. I want him to, I'm always interested in what he's doing. I haven't spoken to him. I've spoken to the family, Adam and his father, but I don't know what's happening with Hassan. So hope Hassan's well, and I hope he's training hard. But yeah, so Ryan Garcia has options. So that's the built-in title center, Houston, Texas, last night. Now, moving on. No, that's what I'm saying, bro. We're already almost, how much? 24 minutes. All right, let's go to 30 minutes and then we touch on the Conor Ben situation because I know that last part is going to be hot. That last part is going to be hot. Last night in the SSC Arena, the Odyssey Arena, Belfast, Northern Ireland, we had a massive fight between Michael Conlan and Jordan Gill. And I feel that many underestimated Jordan, thinking that this was going to be a soft touch so Michael can get that under his belt and get ready for a third world title shot. But lo and behold, boxing will always throw the greatest predictions in the river. Because, bro, this guy just come up there and he was on smoke. He looked strong at the new weight. Jordan looked strong. And, you know, we'll talk about what he's gone through in this last year after we talk about the actual contest. Spencer Fearon, break down the fact.
Tundi, we saw, and you have to be real, that show was all designed for Michael Conlan.
1,000,000%.
Right?
And from everything. The way he walked out, I was like, bro, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. His outfit was banging.
Cold, it was cold.
It was banging. But I think what we saw there was I saw my man do Koto on him, you know. He was doing bare Koto moves on him, you know. And like, I gotta say, like, to Barry Smith, he's trainer, because when we had Dave Call on, I still thought he was with Dave Call, and then you corrected me and said that he wasn't.
Yes.
And he said it was an amicable split as well, which is nice to see, because usually when splits are in boxing, then it's like when a fighter leaves a trainer and the trainer turns around, he can't fight, he's not good. But he was with you and you never got him better, so you're rubbish as well then. Right, so
yeah. Go on, talk it.
What I liked about Jordan Gill was how tight he was, how he was marching forward, and he wasn't wasting punches, Tunde.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And every time Conor would come off with something, he would take it and wait for the precise moment to let his hands go. And he wasn't letting his hands off to try and be fast. He was letting it to be accurate and stiff. And there lies the difference, because Conor was throwing shots thinking, and this is no disrespect to Conor, because I really like that, you know, I like his brother as well. They're good people.
Yeah, James.
He was letting off his hands like he's a phenomenal puncher. I'm like, bro, you're not. You're meant to box these guys. You but got
when
to.
When he was boxing, it was a thing of beauty. But let me tell you something. Again, and this is no disrespect. All these men talk about these so-called world-class trainers and what have you, and man needs a better trainer and all of that. Well, you've had Adam Booth now. You've had, I don't know who you was with when you first started.
He's always been with Adam Booth. He's always been with Adam Booth.
So he's with Adam Booth, who trained one of the best light heavyweight, short cruiserweight, and even heavyweight champion this country's ever had in David Haye. So you can't say Adam Booth is not world class. But then you left there. Now you went to this other guy. He might be a Puerto Rican or Cuban or something like that. But I remember him seeing him training Cotto. So it's like, didn't none of those trainers tell you that you can't fight in Southport? Didn't none of those trainers tell you, especially the new one, that every time you get tagged, you're on your right feet, you're on your right foot? If you go back and watch the knockout with Lee Wood, bam, it's when you're Southport, bro. It's when you're Southport. If you go and look at the knockdown, it's when you're Southport. I said it on my live on Insta yesterday in the fight. I'm saying, hold on. Can't someone tell this boy stay in the orthodox position? Because the combinations look tidy when he's in an orthodox fighter and when he's moving around from the orthodox side. So I'm saying that this is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you're listening to this move to the trainer, but the basic fundamentals you still haven't dealt with. And that's what it was. And Barry Smith just really had it easy, because he just needs to look at the Lee Wood fight and just do the same thing.
Well, Barry Smith was working with Lee Wood as co-trainer with Ben Davison. So yeah. they kind of knew what to do. But I think the onus was more on Jordan Gill, because Jordan Gill's had some bad losses on his, you know what I mean, where he's got stopped and that. He looked a show on fire. But whenever you want to go see somebody rejuvenated, that's what we saw last night. He looked like a rejuvenated human being. And I wish him all the best, because he's fighting now at Super Feather, right?
Super Feather, yeah. This fight was at Super Feather.
Right, so there's gonna be some good... You know what I can see? I can see them making a fight with Zelfa Barrett and Jordan Gill. That's what I can see happening.
But for what though, Spence?
No, I can see that fight happening, because I don't think... People ain't really going to be rushing to say they're going to fight him. But what I do know about Zelfa Barrett is, like, he relishes challenges. So I can see that fight being made. I think that'll be a very, very good fight for TV. The Zone, I reckon, will lap that up. I know they're listening right now, Frank Smith, right? So I'm telling you that will be a very, very good fight. Very entertaining.
Let's get it right. Jordan Gill. No, let's get it right. Before the fight, they were talking about Mick Cullen taking this fight and having another world title shot. So doesn't that right now go to Jordan Gill?
No.
Why would he fight?
Because Jordan Gill, no. Because Tunde, you come on, we also understand this is a business. Jordan Gill doesn't bring the fanfare like what Conlon brings. Conlon brings a big crowd. True. Jordan Gill doesn't bring that. But I'm saying he can work his way up into a title position.
Okay,
right?
But maybe fighting
Zelfa.
You know Zelfa, like an right. Eliminator or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. If he comes through that, then more than likely he could get a world title shot. He most probably could get a world title shot against Joe Cordina.
That's good matchmaking, Spence.
Yeah, I'm just saying to you. Long time ago.
Jordan Gill, after all that he went through in his personal... Okay, is he just congratulating Jordan Gill? And let's just get that right. You know, the young man made a heartfelt, speech at the end of the fight, saying how the year he's had after the loss to Kiko Martinez, you know, he actually broke up with his wife. That in itself is a headache.
Bro.
That in itself is a headache. Then not only that, going into a field and downing a bottle of vodka and wanting to end his life. And thankfully, having good friends and family around him, you know, picked himself up, took himself over to Ben Davison's gym, started working with Barry Smith, who, again, you got to give credit to.
Barry Smith. I should have called him on the show, but we'll do that in a week. Most probably do something in a week.
Yeah. And really just showing, again, giving that story. And it's good when you hear stories like this because it makes you realize that, you know, you're looking at some people on TV sometime and you think it's all rosy and they don't have problems in their life. But everyone has personal issues. It's just that they managed to block it out. But when someone's so down and out that he refers to the bottle and takes himself into the middle of a field, you know, that's serious, Spence. You got to take your hat off to the young man.
That's scary, bro.
Yeah, we wish him all the best. And it was good to see his father there at the end as well, who he said
he's definitely his biggest supporter to him.
Yeah, biggest supporter. And then big up Jordan Gill. Congratulations. Ruining the form book last night. Going up to Ireland and telling them, man, there, bro, I can't hear you talking now. He now
lucky them Irishman never broke him up there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, bro, you know, even bro, you must mind yourself, because bro, these Irishmen, they don't play no games with all that. You just knocked out their hometown hero. But again, I respect, even though Michael Conlon has said some things about me in the past, but just to show you that I'm a man that I don't hold no grudges. Because bro, everyone, you know, and I definitely don't hold no grudges against a younger person who has yet to experience life and the ups and downs of life. So remember this, young people, when you're there disrespecting other people and other fighters, that life is a journey and you're going to have your rough times. So don't be there knocking people when they're going through certain things and when everyone's disrespecting them, you're there jumping on the bandwagon. But anyway, Michael Condon, I do respect him based on what he's done. And he actually went over to Jordan and the team and said, you know what, fair play, well done. So big up Michael Conlon, whatever you want to do in your career moving forward. Listen, it's been exciting while it has lasted. The fight that was a swingers, even though that fight was good, was the co-main event, Spencer. Tyrone McKenna versus Lewis Crocker. And that boy, when he swings, you should have all got your mate Billy Nelson on. When he swings, he ain't swinging to pull out the swing. He's swinging to take off your head. Bro, I don't even know how to... So first of all, I'm going to big up Lewis Crocker. Great performance. Was punching from start to finish. But I have to. Because I heard that Tyrone McKenna retired after last night. He announced his retirement today. What a tough hombre, Spencer.
Trust me. And a lovely kid, you know. A lovely kid. Mm. Remember when he tried to strangle O'Hara and O'Hara took it back and strangled him back?
I remember that. Yeah, he tried to strangle O'Hara. I remember at the back.
Yeah.
I remember that. But big up Tyrone McKenna. If he is ending his career, he's ending his career with a 23-4 and one draw ledger. Lewis Crocker improves to 18-0. And I look forward to this young man's journey. Another fight on that bill was KO. I can never say it right. I can never say his first name right. But Agyarko. He took a step up in class and fought Trey Williamson. And Trey Williamson...
I didn't see the fight, but a lot of people thought that Trey Williamson won that fight. I didn't see the
fight. Yeah, it could have gone... Yeah. Because Trey was on the front foot. Trey, former British champion, knocked out, famously, Ted Cheeseman in a serious KO to become that British champion. He now drops to 22-1. And if Troy is listening tonight, bro, keep going. Keep going. Because I like the way he fights. I like his whole aura. He's not a no-joke thing at the way he ain't no skinning and grinning. He just goes in there and tries to do the job. So, Troy, if you're listening, you keep doing what you're doing. And Agyako, keep doing what you're doing. You improved to 14-0. And yeah, it's happy days for you. So, good fight, good step up, and a split decision win for Troy, for Agyako. Two other youngsters I want to talk about is Cameron Vong. He had his third fight last night, and you know, he come out with a Michael Jackson tune. Sam Jones with you in it. He's doing well.
Big up Sam Jones, boy. He's focused on a hot minute.
I actually like him. He throws some nice, you know, he fits, he looks good. He talks well, he's playing the part, he's putting on the performance, but very early days. So just keep doing what you're doing. And then someone I've seen on here has talk about Lili Buttleg. He won via TKO over Marion. I don't know. People can tell me. I never saw that fight, to be honest with you. But I'm giving him a shout out as well. Now, I will be remiss if I don't talk about Friday night. Frank Warren Show first. Off the back, someone I know well because I train him. Big up JFK recording his fifth win, first on the bill, but don't matter. That's how we like it. You just stay undercover, get your experience, get the rounds under your belt. Boom, we move on. We're not losing, we're winning. Joel JFK Kadua improves to 5-0. Next up was Sunny Ali. Good fight, good step up with his new trainer, Martin Bowers, in the Peacock Gym. Done his thing. Umar Khan improved to 8-0. Royce and Barney Smith, good kid, Spence. Like okay. His mom, like his mom, like his dad. His mom was giving me joke at ringside. Good family, man. They're doing things. But the highlight of the night, and I don't even feel to talk about the other fighters, but the highlight of the night was Moses Atauma.
A tumor.
You sure it's a tumor? You sure that's how it's spelled?
It's a tumor.
No. Okay. If you
how
say
do you pronounce tumor, it? Well, I can argue you. You're Nigerian. Sorry. My apologies.
A tumor, a tumor. But this you is going places. I'm just keeping it real. He's going places if he wants to go places. Because the confidence, the aggression, and more importantly, the boxing skill in a first round knockout that I saw, I said, yeah, me and AY were sitting there. Said, yeah, this you can fight. So everyone best pay now or pay later. Get your bets in now. And big up his manager, Francis.
Francis, what is in a fantastic...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Job with him. Imagine this one, yeah?
Yes.
When I was out in Saudi for the Fury and Ngannou fight, Moses boxed on that show, yes, on the undercard, and he broke up some little Billy man. But
yes,
before then, I had breakfast with your mates, the Bauer brothers, the Bowers, and they were saying to me, Spencer, I've seen them all come through the gym, and he's the best I've seen. I said, what, a heavyweight? He said, yep, I've seen Lennox, I've seen Bruno, I was there around Bruno, David A, he was going through Herbie. He said, Spencer, none of them, right, none of them is like this kid. He's only 18 years old, Spence. And like when Francis came on the show, when you were in camp, when Francis Warren came on the show, and Francis was saying, yeah, we are looking for him to become the youngest heavyweight champion of all time, beating Mike Tyson's record. Mike Tyson did it at 20, I think it was 20 and six, no. Yeah, seven. I think 20 and 7 months, because it was November. It was November that he beat Trevor Burbeck in the second round. Yeah. But regardless of all of that, just for the fact that they're putting him in there, and you know what? It's very possible, you know, that he could actually do that in Otton. Because
100%.
He said, I believe, if he's 18 now, yeah, I believe that after the Fury Usyk fight, the titles are going to get fragmented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Similar to when Lennox Lewis beat Evander Holyfield, then he got stripped to the WBA title. Well, he actually kind of relinquished it because apparently Don King paid him $1 million to give it up, right? But I could see that happening. He gets stripped, the titles get fragmented. And then he gets slipped in. If he continues his progress and they're getting him there, he's fighting quite regular because already it's like, seemingly, it's like he fought only last month. He fought again within the month. And maybe they're going to get him out early Jan. And then he could be on the Tyson Fury undercard against Usyk. He could be on that one. If he keeps that momentum and carries on fighting the way that he is, they could slip him in to fight for a world title. Or they could try and have wordplay with it and get him to fight for a WBA regular championship. Right? And beat the record that way. We never know.
Yep. Stranger things have happened. Moving up the bill. Big up Raven Chapman. Lovely girl. Big up Raven. I've seen her twice now. Very, very respectful girl. Took a step up in class fighting Lucy Siklakova, who was 15-1 going in. It was a good fight, and she retained her title. Stan Noakes improves to 12-0 with 12 knockouts, defeating Carlos Perez, keeping his WBC strap. Brad Shan improved to 11-0, and top of the bill, Gavin Gwynn improved to 17-2-1 with an 8-round retirement of Emiliano Masili, which was quite sad because the old boy was doing good. The old boy was doing good. I think he's about 47, bro. He's about 47, but he was moving. He was fit. He was undefeated. And yeah, but, you know, the shoulder, the body don't move as well as it does when you start getting past 40. So the shoulder came out and the fight was over. And that wraps up the fights from Friday night to Saturday night. That was the weekends. Those were the top shows. Now, Spenny Rankin. Let us get to the discussion of the show. The British Boxing Board of Control have blocked the supposed contest between... man saying, what about Nathan Gorman? Nathan Gorman got broke up by some little Billy man.
That was a close fight, too.
Bro, when they told me, my friends was phoning me saying, can you believe Nathan Gorman lost? Because they like Nathan. You know, Nathan's a good lad. Nathan's a good guy. So I said, no way he lost. Because I was at Yulku, I was rushing back to watch it on Channel 5. But I didn't get to see it. But I don't know what to say, man. Keep your head up, Nath. I don't know. If your intention is to carry on in the sport, then carry on. You know, a loss, people have to remember, a loss don't define you. A loss doesn't define you. And you just sometimes have to keep on going on, keep on working. You know, look at Steve Robinson. You know, he's a journeyman, as far as I can remember, Spence.
You're absolutely right.
And he picked up that title. They fought, another little 24 hours notice. Bam, world champion.
world champion and defended it against good men like Paul Hodgkinson, former WBC world champion, and Colin McMillan, right? Former WBO champion, and Duke McKenzie, former free weight world champion, and he beat them all.
Imagine. On a 24-hour notice.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, all the credit in the world. Yeah, he beat, who was it? Gary Davidson, he beat for the title. So, I mean, all the credit in the world should be given to him. And it is about whether you take how it's interesting. Losses don't define you unless you want them to.
Yes.
Right.
Go on, say.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tony, you just took the words out of my mouth. Go on, continue, because I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, so let's talk about this, Spencer. The British, I'm going to ask you for your opinion. I gave my opinion on, I forgot what platform it was. I think it was
PBF.
Pro Boxing Fans. But, Spencer, I want you to talk on this first. Manny, if you're still there, put up the link. Anyone who has an opinion, press that link, come in the studio. And talk about it. Don't get shy. All you lot, you're always giving your opinions in the comment section. Come on the thing. Let us see your face. And let's talk about it. Manny, if you're still there, I know Manny's probably editing. Oh, you know he ain't. He's put the link up. Press the link. Come in the show. But Spencer, what is your immediate thoughts to the British Boxing Board of Control blocking the fight? Not to say that this fight will still not go ahead, because Eddie Hearn and Frank Smith are saying, bro, this fight's going on. That's no business. We're having this fight. But what's your initial reaction, Spence?
You know what? I'm tired of going back and forth with this talk about this fight happening, not happening, all the rest of it. You have to know this part here. The only reason why this fight's happening is because of the money that can be generated between having these two men go at each other. Because if they couldn't.
Yeah, carry on. Finish what you're saying. I know what you're saying now.
Right. Because if there weren't no big money being generated between these two guys, then this wouldn't happen. But then we got to look at both sides. Right. I think the border control have been very hard on Conor Benn, but you failed these drug tests. I mean, we're still waiting to hear, like, what actually happened. Because when you said, oh, well, you've been cleared, but you haven't been cleared by the border control. Yeah, I mean, you've been cleared by the WBC. The WBC isn't the governing body of your home country where you hold a license for or had held a license for. So, exactly. Like Ty Booth is saying, time for Conor Benn to find his Luxembourg license, as they did similarly to when Derek Chisora and David Haye fought each other, right? Yes. At Millwall. West Ham, when they fought each other. But the difference is here, is like none of these men had any substances found in them, even though Conor remains screaming out his innocence, but it is what it is. I'm saying if the border control is saying, right, we're not having that, we're going to see what happens. But sometimes the border control are going to be powerless, because if they say, right, this fight's going on at such and such a date, we're going to use it through another governing body, right, which is affiliated with the WBC, IBF, WBO, and all the rest of them. There's nothing that the border control can do, you know?
I hear what you're saying. Does it make, if they can get a license, does that make the fight right, Spence? If we now going into a competition where the objective is to render your opponent unconscious.
Yep.
Knowing full well that there is a doubt over the substances that were allegedly in Conor Benn's system. Yeah, not whether he's wrong, not wrong or right. I'm not saying he's wrong or right. But I'm saying, does that make the contest right? Because if somebody gets hurt in that fight, even if they bypass the British Boxing Board of Control and somebody gets hurt in that fight, now again, you're going to see Chris Eubanks going mad, running up and down Peckham High Street again. And whose fault is that? Yeah, you're laughing. You're laughing.
But I know
you're not laughing like that. So don't.
I'm laughing at what I'm saying.
You see, that's the powers. Go tight, Carlos, for the $5.99. My Dutch accent ain't fitting for a podcast. Question. Oh, Skyline and the editor, where you going? We saw you there, bro. I was going to click you on, but we have to make Spencer finish. But he said, my Dutch accent ain't fitting for a podcast. But the question is, didn't Eddie and Smith antagonize the board of control by announcing that February 3rd date? I will quickly answer that before Spencer comes back on. Eddie never announced a third date. That's his thing. You didn't hear Eddie Hearn or Frank Smith or Matchroom say the fight is announced. What you heard is what we keep hearing about fights. This is what they call clickbait. This is what they call just man just putting things, nonsense out there in the air without an official announcement by the promoters. We keep on hearing this, but I never heard Eddie Hearn say no February 3rd date. I saw that on socials, but I'm like, until I hear Eddie say, according to Eddie Hearn, to what I saw today from his own mouth, unless they're using AI, they're using the AI Eddie Hearn, he said, right now, the only thing hold up in this fight is Chris Eubanks Jr.
Well, there's a lot of things that's going to come out, which, you know...
Manny, is the link still up? Sorry. Put the link up again, Manny, just in case... Put the link up again one time. Yeah, go on, Spence.
I'm saying, Tunde, there was a lot of skullduggery that went on prior. Maybe at the time now, it's like Eubank is thinking that he's riding high. He's come back. He proved everybody wrong in the Liam Smith fight. I saw him when I was out in Saudi as well. You know what I mean? Because I didn't think he was going to win that rematch. I'm going to be real.
Yeah, man was brushing me. If you look at our watching look, man was brushing. Ah, Tunde, you don't know nothing. How dare you? I said, bro, I just give my opinion. What? People go like, I can't get it wrong. None of us, most of us didn't feel that Chris was going to win that fight based on the last performance. And we were right in our right mind to have that opinion. Anyway, Skyliner, the editor, is backstage. He wants to give his opinion.
Okay. I'm interested to hear from Skyliner.
With Ben and Eubanks. Ota Skyliner. Can you hear us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. This is a very interesting topic. I've been waiting for you guys to discuss this. Initially, I thought, you know, you were going to lay into Ben, but you kind of exercise some sensitivity, which I can understand. But I've been seeing Eddie Hearn's interviews, and I feel like he's playing with words. He's playing with semantics. Like, he's saying the WBC, he keeps referring to the WBC, but he doesn't refer to the British Board of Control. So I feel like the board have to be strict. They have, because if they let this one slide, it puts them in jeopardy, because now if they want to pull up someone else who doesn't have the same status as Conor Ben, then what's going to happen? You let the big names and the fighters with the big backing slide and get away with it, and the other fighters, they get a big punishment. But so they got no option but to fight hard on this side, you know.
Skyliner, you talk about the status of Conor Ben, but don't you? I mean, in that whole camps, bear in mind, I know the family. Wouldn't you say in Conor's, and I've heard his dad in an interview with Spencer and Eddie's defense, that the board seemingly are appearing to treat Conor different because of his status.
where's the evidence to suggest that they've treated him different? That is rhetoric that is being spouted by Eddie Hearn. All they've asked is show us the evidence. So it's gone from him being cleared by the WBC saying, oh, it was eggs. But then Ben himself has contradicted that. Then he came up with a new team saying that he might have consumed it. And there's genetic evidence that suggests that his body absorbs and holds on to the clomiphene. But again, that evidence hasn't been put forward to the board. The board are saying, all right, come and give us this evidence. But they haven't done that yet. So the facts we know are that he's failed the two tests and there's no explanation for this. So they haven't been left with much choice. Like, what do you do in that situation? Because you said, okay, you know, I understand that he passed the UCAT test. Mm. But what were the board supposed to do knowing that the VADA test failed? Were they, like a year or two, almost 18 months back, were Robert Smith, I'm not the biggest fan of this guy because I feel like the board in itself is like a, it jeopardizes itself because it has certain interests that it's a business. It's not like any other sports organization who govern a sport. So it's not like the LTA that govern tennis. You get it? It's different because it's partially funded by promoters. You know, like you can't really talk with your neck that much when the promoter's saying, hold on, I pay your kitchen bills. Do you get it? So
pay by the mortgage and that.
Yeah, so but they were left with no choice, I feel. They had to say, you know what, we're gonna be firm on the Ben situation because it's a big story. And they don't want to lose their reputation.
Spencer, Skyliner, the editor, has made some fantastic points there.
Very, very valid.
It's coming like Skyliner, brother, it's coming like you're studying law or something.
No, I'm
coming just like you're studying law. Man might have to hire you to represent man in that because I like the way you broke everything down. And if for real, Spence, like, if there is evidence, why aren't we seeing it?
Well, not. You know what it is? This is like,
You know what? After big up the menace in the building, old type, but the American princess in the building.
Come on, salute.
Go on, Spenny.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, when we're dealing with this long drawn out case, right? I do believe that the board are handling are being very stringent on Conor Benn when there's been other men who have failed drugs tests in the past and the board haven't been that vehement on them.
Who?
Billy Joel Saunders.
Mm.
Tyson Fury.
Mm.
You mean Dylan White?
Mm.
Do you want me to continue? I've got a whole list there, you know.
Come on. You're the knowledge in it. That's why I'm asking you.
Right.
You know there's going to be someone that says, oh, why isn't he saying who? So I'm just saying, bro, who?
Yeah, cool. Right. So I've just given you a couple names. So I'm saying that as far as I'm concerned, it's like, it does seem like it could be something personal against them, but
okay.
From the time when Nigel Benn in, I believe it was August. Yeah, it was August when he knocked out, knocked him down three times with, Iron Barkley, right? And he tore up his British Border Control license on television, on ITV, saying, look, if you can't entertain me, I can't entertain you. And he rips it up. Remember that?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, why did you have to do that accent? Why?
Looks, right?
Bro, that didn't sound like Nigel.
Yeah, it did, man.
If I can respond to that statement that you just made, yeah?
Go ahead.
Okay, so...
Skyline the lawyer.
So those names that you picked out, I don't contest it. You're right. They sort of got away with more lenient sentences, maybe, if you want to put it like that. However, this case, because it's such a high profile case, it's sort of put the spotlight on the board in itself, and it's highlighted some of their
More high profile than the heavyweight champion of the world.
I think this story has garnered more traction than at the time with Tyson Fury. Anyway, going back to what you made the point of, like you feel like it might be personal, but like I've heard that story about, you know, Nigel Benn ripping up his license and whatnot. And, you know, even my dad, he would just spit lyrical about, you know, Nigel Benn fights. But that was some 30 plus years ago. The people who had a beef with Nigel Benn, they would have gone long time ago. I don't even think.
No, you're absolutely wrong, sir. The same people who were in the board of control then are still in the board of control now. Yeah, they're in different positions, but
yeah.
They weren't ahead at the time, but they're right because John Morris was ahead of the board of control.
Yes.
And right.
Simon Block?
Yeah, and now it's Simon Block. Right. Simon Block was working for the board of control at that time, right?
Okay.
It could be, and I'm just saying this because I don't know, right? But it's seemingly that's their argument to say, right, it is something that is against Nigel Benn. When he came on the Shawnee Blessed show, he said, look, it took them one whole year to come out with the Amir Khan thing, that Amir Khan failed a drug test, right?
Mm.
1 year, right? 1 year. So he's saying, like, if it was 1 year, but yet my son straight off of the bat, come on, man.
But the report for that from the board would be, Amir Khan was working alongside us in the case. He was providing evidence and the information we needed. Whereas you guys...
I hear that, but it still took 1 year before it came up.
That's what they would say. As far as I see it, the Benn camp, they're going to angle themselves to say that, listen, we provided the evidence to the regulation in terms of WBC and WADA, and we've been cleared by those organizations, and they're going to aim for the heavily on the technicality side so that they can, you know, get away with it, because in a way the board, they've kind of handicapped themselves by saying that they don't acknowledge it, WADA, and then later changing their policies.
Do you think he's guilty?
Wait. Hold on there. Before you answer that question, Skyler, because I just read something that I was thinking. Why did they wait was it the Thursday before the proposed fight to cancel the thing?
Yeah.
Why? So is it kind of like the board backtracking? I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened there. Maybe someone can clear that up for me. And I'm just echoing Ezra Adair's comment where he said the board messed up from the start. They could have cancelled the fight early, then did it at the last minute, which is what I was saying, when news broke. Manner following the TalkSport narrative. So
Skyliner, well, I mean, or Spence, like, doesn't that have some implications?
I agree. They the board hampered themselves because they were probably not even following their own processes strictly at the time, and now they've again jeopardized themselves by at the last minute cancelling the fight. And some people will say that, oh, you only cancelled it because it went, I think the journalist, I forgot his name now, Riath or whoever, released the story, and then they thought, you know what, it's going to come out, we might as well cancel the fight. So again, that argument strengthens the Ben Camp's side, right? Why did it happen like that? But I think that happened because they didn't know their legal position in terms of, they acknowledge UCAD, but they don't acknowledge the result of VADA.
Yes.
All right, Skyliner, this is what I want to know from you. Do you think Conor Ben's guilty, yes or no?
That's a bit short, Spence.
I got time for this. Ask the question, bro. Please, I beg.
Okay. The only facts I can go by is so far there's no explanation for his two failed tests. The only thing categorical we know is that he failed two tests, and there's no explanation for it that has not been released to us or the board or UCAD. So on that basis, based on facts, for me, he's guilty. But I don't want him to be guilty because I want to watch this fight. And
I hear that. But so you think he's guilty? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to sit on the fence. I'm going to say...
Big up yourself.
I see the facts are.
I mean, big up yourself for that. Thank you so much for blessing us on the fighters, right, this Sunday evening. Thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking to
you. Your support's been brilliant, man, because you're always on it, man. So it's good to hear of way. Big up yourself, my bro.
I think that explanation was brilliant as well, Sky.
It was very good. This guy should be a lawyer.
Yeah, 100%. He is. He is, with that kind of knowledge on the case. More knowledge than I have, which is why I'm keeping quiet. Spence, if there's anyone else... We've got a little, let's say, 30 minutes. Let's go to half past. What do you reckon, Spence?
No? Yeah, let's go to half past. That's all cool.
Let's go to half past. So put the link up again, Spencer. I think that was Manny, so good.
Manny, put the link up again.
Manny, sorry. That was
one second. I'm just going to get a drink, mate.
That was such a good explanation by Skyliner, and really just giving his truth as to why he believes Connor is guilty. Not to say that Connor is guilty, because again, please don't shoot the messenger. The guy that I know, the guy that I see, the guy that I met when he first came into the country, and the guy that spoke to me when he was back in the gym, when I went down to Tony's gym, the Matchroom gym. I'm not one of them, man, that could... I don't know. I always tell people that I operate off energy. And I just... When Connor was talking to me, I was like, nah, I don't think this brother's guilty. Like, that kind of knows. Like, I said, bro, it don't make no sense to me. Like, something don't... And that's what I'm saying. For someone to be standing on their word so firmly, and, you know, we've all seen Connor. Connor, bro, he don't business. Connor will do what the lawyers are telling him not to do. Like, he'll talk, because he's like, bro, I'm innocent. And I'll be honest with you, I'll do the same thing. Like, if man's telling me I'm guilty, and I know within my hearts of hearts I'm innocent, I will talk my mouth until the cows come home. I don't care about no legal process or nothing. I'm saying, bro, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. Connor has now listened to the lawyers and he's had to calm his mouth. But when I spoke to him, I was like, bro, I was listening to him. And it's very hard. And it's one of the reasons why I heard Eddie Hearn say, with regards to having a beef with Miller, he was like, why didn't you back me? And he said, because I don't believe you, but I believe Connor. So Miller was trying to defend himself, but Eddie's like, bro, you're guilty. So that's why I don't believe not what you're saying. So this is someone that, and I think from what I'm seeing, the energy I'm getting, Eddie, the whole team, they're all supporting Connor. and so they should do. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean,
I don't. We shall see. No, Fight Fan TV, jump on, man. We want to hear from you, bro.
Yeah, come on, Gus, man, because you're the man.
You're the man with the team.
The bishop is saying no. Connor is not innocent. He's saying bishop is not innocent.
Is it your bishop? Your bishop.
It's the same bishop, man. It's the same bishop, man.
We should bring the bishop on. We'd like to hear from you.
Batchel was saying this the other day, Tunde. If I'm in court on a serious charge, aka murder, no lawyer isn't letting me have my say to defend myself. I'm talking that shit. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Like, I don't, like, because this thing is just, it's like, even we as the public who are not privy to set up, Manny, put the link up. Or Daniel, I sent it in your phone, but I'm sure Manny's put the link in the description box. But I also can send it to your phone, Fight Fan TV. But yeah, it's for us, the people on the outside, just get it right. Legally, there's certain things you can't say, or legally, there's certain things that we won't know. But it's very difficult for us as just the public to ascertain what the truth is. Some people are saying that the truth is that he's failed two tests, and he has to show the proof. And correct me if I'm wrong, Spencer. Connor's saying you don't need to see that proof. That proof don't belong to you. So,
well, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even know the full, you know, because this is dragging on so long. I don't even know the full. I don't want to speak.
That's what I'm saying. It's confusing a lot of people now.
Yeah, it's confusing me, bro.
A lot of people are being confused by this. This is why I wanted to see if anyone can give us some real clarification.
The thing's confusing me so much. This topic confuses me so much, son. I had to get out of the crisps.
Yeah, we knew that was coming, Spence. We knew you, there wasn't going to be a minute where you didn't eat no food. Bishop says, Tunde getting sentimental here. A criminal never admits their guilt. He has not provided substantial evidence. There are some criminals that admitted their guilt. Have you seen the Hatton Garden heist? Have you seen that, Spence?
Nah, you told me about it. It's on Netflix or one of them.
Watch that. The Hatton Garden, yeah, big up. The one, the only, the man himself, the master aficionado. You know, you're the master knowledge, I'm the master genius. So Danny always mixing up the pot. He's got to come with something. So he's just labeled himself the master aficionado. The one, the only, Mr. Fight Fan TV, Mr. Danny Glover. How you doing, bro?
Yeah, man. All good, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Shining as normal. Shining as normal. It's normal thing for us, man. So what's your take, Dan, on a serious note? What's your take on this whole episode that we're currently embroiled in? And even us as fans, we now have, by force, got into this thing here because it's a case which is dragging on. You know, and I know us as boxing fans, we just want to see the fight. But me, on an ethical and moral standpoint, I'm like, bro, I'm not going in there if a man's drugged up. And I may have in the back of my mind that he's drugged up. It's funny because from what I heard before the first fight, Eubanks knew this thing was going on. And then I swear it was Connor, correct me if I'm wrong, Spencer, that said that man wanted money off of Connor for keeping quiet.
£1 million.
Yeah, so that means Connor's not even the real guilty man here because the man said, "Ah, cool, give me a check." Sorry, I'm going into the street lingo. Basically, a man saying, "Give me the check and I'll keep my mouth shut." So I'm there wondering now, do you really have your son's health at the forefront of your mind? Because in my opinion, there should be no amount of money that will make a man risk his son or daughter's life. So, but if man is here, man saying you guys are the hustler. But if man's saying I don't business about that, give me a check. Then, bro, let the fight go on. Then let the fight go on. But anyway, Danny, I know you give me a more educated opinion. So let it go, bro.
Yeah, I heard that it was actually Junior who asked for that million. It wasn't Senior who asked for the money, to be fair.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, Senior didn't want the fight to go ahead, but Junior's like, yeah, give me the bread, and I'll keep Storm, and we'll get this fight. Because remember, it's him pushing for this fight still, because he wants the money. So with this case, the reason why I feel it's dragging on so much is because it's like they're trying to teach Conor a lesson. What's his name? Adam Smith?
Robert Smith.
And I swear he's related to the other Smith, but that's another story. But no, I think that they're trying to teach him a lesson, because remember at the beginning, he was saying, oh, I'm going to sue you. And he was going on like a bit of a petulant where he was saying, oh, I'm giving away my license. I don't care if I box here again. I'll just go box elsewhere. But then he realized that he can't make money elsewhere. His name and his brand is on UK shores. So that's why now he's trying to rebrand and be all friendly and do the whole going around, going all the shows and doing the 2K runs and stuff like that, and trying to build his self back. And he's trying to come across more friendly. He's trying to drop less of that East End hard man attitude now. But the board are thinking, hold on, you threaten you're going to sue us when you heard that we're in financial trouble. You tore up your, or you gave away your British Boxing Border Control license. We're not going to make it easy for you to just come and waltz back in. So now we're going to teach you a lesson and also make an example of you for in case anyone else thinks they can come in and try and run their mouth with us like they've got other options. We are the be all and end all for you, Sunshine. So that's why I think they're stalling it. But in the end, I think that they're going to end up losing the appeal anyway. But I just think they just want to be on the right side of history to show, even if they do lose the appeal and Conor gets to fight here again, they'll say, we fought the good fight. We tried our hardest. So because they know the public are already onto them about how they dealt with it in the beginning, where they didn't pull the plug on the fight. They pulled it only at the last minute due to outrage, because even they was going to let it go ahead. So now they're trying to, you know, do some damage limitations and rebrand themselves and get some endearment from the public. But do I think Conor's guilty? I don't think he's guilty like, yeah, he's gone and said, yeah, give me the stuff. I've always said, yeah, with fighters, you have to be very careful with the nutritionists, the S&C coaches you have around you. Because when you're doing these big, long, hard sessions, they'll come up to you with these packets of stuff and go, yeah, this will help you with your recovery. And this has got this electrolytes and da-da-da. And it's just like food. No one reads the back of the packet where it's got pyrolefophon and all them kind of words at the back. No one don't even understand what that means. So,
yes, sir.
And what might be okay to take in rugby or golf or Formula One or even normal football ain't okay in boxing. So, yes, these S&C coaches might be, you know, well-trained in university and college, but they don't – I know they ain't looking on the British Boxing Board list when it gets updated all the time. And this is what fighters have to do and to be very careful of. But when you're mash up on doing these mad hill sprints and all these big sessions and you're just laying on your back and you'll just take anything. If someone gives you muddy water, you'll probably drink it. So
come on, talk the thing. Yeah, it's facts.
So you got to be careful with what you're consuming and what these guys are giving you to consume. So that's what I think's happened to him. That's what I think's happened. I don't think he's gone to the store like Jarrell Miller. Jarrell Miller has gone, yeah, he's gone proper body works and them kind of muscle man gym and got the stuff. Where's Conor? I think he's just been he's been done unknowingly, and that's why he could pass a lie detector test saying did you take the stuff, and he'll probably pass it because in his heart of hearts he's not taking it. In his heart of hearts,
I'm saying, Dan, I've had this conversation with Conor when he came on our thing and he said, what do you think? I'm stupid like I know everything that goes in my body. That was what he said to me. If you go back on the which we put it up, that's what he said.
No, I remember that, but nobody knows everything that goes into their body. If you look at a can of Coke or a packet of Uncle Ben's rice, you don't know every ingredient in there. When you go in takeaway shops, you don't know every ingredient in there.
Yeah, you very definitely true. Know that, because the amount of drinks and stuff I see you posting on your WhatsApp, you're like, bro, you post some drinks I've never even, I remember them from the 80s, bro. I'm like, where this guy find this drink again? Big up Danny, got me the Chapman from Sweps. I didn't even know you could get Chapman outside of a Nigerian restaurant, but Danny found it. So yeah, I think you're right there, Danny, in that respect. No, we don't all know what goes in our bodies. When we're buying these things, especially when quote-unquote nutritionists are giving us
And you trust them because say you do two camps with them, you're feeling great and you're fine. So they'll give you something new and they'll say, yeah, this will improve you and give you more, what, 5% or 10%. And you trust these people. So you're doing camps with them. You're in there day in and day out. You trust these people. They're helping you to recover because your muscles are mash up, your injuries. So after about 2-3 camps, they start giving you other stuff. And then one day, boom, you're busting. You're thinking, how did that happen?
Man said, guilty of blood clot. Sorry for those on air, 437 of you. I just think it just means he's guilty. There was no need for the blood and the clot bit. But yeah. Chapman just took drinks still. Sorry, I'm always joking, but yeah, you're making some great points there. And you know, I think the bottom of what you're saying, or the foundation of what you're saying, is that you don't believe Connor is guilty knowingly.
No,
let's put it like that.
I think he took it. It was in his system definitely, but I don't think he took it knowingly, and that's where the problem. And I think that the board, Connor went about it the wrong way in the beginning, and now the board are going about it somewhat, but it's all to do with payback, to teach Connor a lesson for how he dealt with them in the beginning. So that's why.
Isn't that personal? Isn't that what Eddie's saying? Like, this is a personal attack.
Yes.
And you can't, there can't be no personal business in this thing. Because business, you got to put all that emotion, whether this person said that about you, like, you got to deal with facts, and you got to put that emotion and that personal side to a side. You know, you can't treat one man one way and another way because you personally don't like him. Isn't that what Eddie's saying? Like, the way that Connor is being treated is unfair. Big up Karma Serene. As I have always said, if they don't sell it in Tesco's, don't put it in your body. Waitrose nowadays.
You have to remember this part here, yeah? Even Tesco sells some illegal shit as well. So
you know what? I see some funny things in Tesco's nowadays as well. You know, right. That's not even so right.
You can't listen to me. The ban list in professional boxing is mad. And just like when you sign up to VADA or UCAD, that man can knock at your door at any time. At any time. The reason why people are pointing the finger at Conor Benn is because Conor Benn usually trained down in the Matchroom gym. He left from there and he was training with Isle of Man, innit? That's where he was training.
Yeah, Isle of Man or Isle of Wight, one of them places.
Yeah, one of them places, right. He was training up there. So, and all of these things, and like when we had the dad on the show, Nigel Benn, he was saying that I was with my son every day. My son's not a drug sheet, and he's adamant in that. Right,
yeah, he said it with so much passion, bro. Right. He said it with different passion.
Right, he said, do you think my son could be a drug... Right, you know what I mean? Do you think my son could be a drug sheet? Do you think... Because I remember, like, there was parts of the conversation that we had with Connor, that I had with Connor, and he goes, what do you think Tony and Eddie will lie for me? And I categorically said, yeah, I said, yes, I believe they would lie for you. Right? I'm going to be real. Right? That's not me turning around saying that you're guilty or not guilty. I'm saying, like, if someone's got your back and then it's something that they're going to say that's going to be incriminating to you, don't you think they're going to go to the less incriminating route? So that's what I'm saying to you. But Connor was actually hurt by it because he phoned me up after. No, I didn't like that bit. Take that out. I was like, cool. But he was saying, nah. But that's because how adamant he is on how his head, in his mind, is profoundly innocent. So therefore, I get what you're saying. He could have taken anything. I don't trust. You see, when did boxers really need this SMC coach and this nutritionist and that nutritionist and that? And we're saying, oh, well, because we're getting with the times. But not necessarily, because what I see now is that...
But they're still failing weight.
Thank you.
Blaming dehydration.
They're still failing weight, Tun. And they can't fight 15 rounds now.
And they're not stronger than the fighters of yesteryears, and they're not more conditioned than the fighters of yesteryears. So what is this strength and conditioning doing? Because I see certain men doing strength and condition, and they can't punch through a wet wristle paper sheet.
Come on, you know the line.
Tony, because it's a con. Dan, it's a con.
Spencer couldn't punch through a wet whistle until I started training him, but that's another story.
Tony, when I floored you in Miguel's gym, yeah, and you doubled up, all that food will come out your belly. Man's body,
this imaginary floor that he's talking about. Let me read Half Past Fashion. Right. The lovely Half Past Fashion. She says, I don't think it's a personal attack. I feel like the way Connor went on was extremely unprofessional, and considering the entire boxing industry was watching in, I feel like he will be mad. Made an example of, yes. Yeah. Good point. Maybe that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, as Danny said, you know, them trying to prove a point that you behaved in a particular way before, and now we are now gonna show you we are the British Boxing Board of Control. Joining us on the live on the Fight Is Right is also another face, another regular, a supporter been with us from the get-go, Mr. Rob Mayer. Come on, sir.
I'm Rob.
How you doing, Rob?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Great show tonight, as per usual.
Thank you very much. What are your thoughts, Rob?
I'm going to be honest here. What I don't like about this Conor Benn situation is the contradictions and the inconsistencies in the arguments. First, they went for lab contamination, and even the WBC rejected that and provided them with an alternative to that, which only went a certain way because they're not a licensing authority or a governing body. Then Conor Benn claims, hold on a minute. 1 minute it's not eggs. Oh, next minute, do you know what? Maybe the WBC are right, it's eggs. If you're that convinced with the science and you're that cocksure, why do you then proceed to escape the ultimate consequences via a legal loophole and a technicality over jurisdiction? If your science is that convincing, yeah, and you spent all this money on the science, and thank God for the science, why do you then escape out of the back door via a technicality over jurisdiction?
Come on. Talk the thing. Spencer?
I don't buy this narrative that the board have it in for me because of what my father did 30 years ago. First of all, that was a publicity stunt orchestrated by the great Ambrose Mendy, and he never tore his license up. That was something else. That was like the back of a cornflakes packet.
It was actually a back of a cornflakes packet.
Come on.
Yeah? You're telling me that they've got it in for you since then? It's a bit Ian John Lewis, isn't it? That Channel 4 ridiculous documentary, political attack on border control with these nonsense allegations. At the end of the day, Conor Benn is trying to swerve strict liability. And that's what it's all about. And it's about Matt Troom and Conor Benn with their money attempting to bully the border control. We've got money, so we have the last word.
Interesting.
But maybe they can.
This is some, I don't know, what's one of them serious shows on TV, Smitty? This is like a Piers Morgan thing. Like this, this is serious. Rob, you're just spitting some facts. And I want to see some comments in the comment section because
You know, what Rob is actually saying to me, just listening, it sounds very, very convincing, Spence.
It does. It does.
Skyline, the editor, is saying Rob is chatting facts.
And to say that I'm being treated differently, well, excuse me, didn't other fighters behave differently? And if you're not big liability, didn't you sign up for that in the first place when you took out a British licence and fought for this country? Did you not sign up to the consequences in the first place? But I'm so special and I've got so much investment behind me and Eddie Hearn behind me and my lawyers that I can come up with any narrative I like and I can bully the governing board.
One sec there, Rob, because you know
when Mr. When Ben Holden comes to town.
You know when this man donates, you know the show is popping off. Because in a recession, £100 ain't easy. In a non-recession, £100 ain't easy. Because I ain't giving no £100. I can't afford it, mate. But anyway, Ben Odom, thank you so much, sir, for the £100 Snapchat. Good evening, Tunde, Spencer, and the chat. Strict liability, regardless of intent or not, it was in his system twice. So at the bare minimum, he should receive the appropriate penalty. Ripping your license up and not answering for yourself immediately is a disrespect. Oh my goodness gracious me. And that is an echo of what Rob is saying.
Yeah, and if I may add, and as for comparisons with the heavyweight champion of the world, did he not serve a ban, albeit backdated?
And Dylan as well.
Did they not scientifically prove their case? It's the ever-changing narrative from Conor Benn and the inconsistencies. At the end of the day, what was he out for, 18 months anyway?
Yeah.
Face the music, mate. Take the two-year ban and get on with your life. And I'll tell you what, and this might not be a very popular narrative, but you know you go off energy, Tunde.
Yes, you know, sir.
And vibes. Personally speaking, yeah, I don't trust Charlie Sims. Personally speaking. And, you know, what is going on? What is going on with Spider-Man, the other gypsy fighter whose name escapes me currently?
Felix Cash.
So when you say Spider-Man, are you talking about Craig Richards? This is family.
They've been out for a while, haven't they?
What is going on
with Charlie Sims? Because personally, I don't get the vibe from Charlie Sims in terms of being trustworthy. And
Rob, just to interject there. Where Craig is concerned, I know we have a first-hand view or explanation because Danny is his Craig's what we call it, uncle, cousin.
I'm his cousin slash part of the assistant training team.
Yes. Yeah. So what's going on with Craig at the moment? Just to answer Rob's first, Dan.
Yeah, well, first off, remember, Craig is not actually trained by Tony Sims. He's with Peter Sims. And then also, he was due to fight Richard Bolotnick, and then he damaged his hand when he was sparring Jordan Thompson. He went to the body and hit him on his elbow, so he had to end up having surgery on his hand. And that's why he's had to be repairing. But you'll see him out very soon. There'll be some big news coming next week. I'll tell you, Tunde, offline what that is. But, you'll be seeing Richard Craig in the New Year's very soon. There's nothing, there's no, he ain't into none of that type of stuff. And he's
definitely not. Craig is a strictly hard food brother. And fish and chips in the morning. Yeah.
When you talk Felix Cash,
yes,
I can understand if people have their reservations because his physique does look quite abnormal.
Picture with him and Connor's mad.
Yeah, but if what for to the defense of Felix Cash,
yes,
I remember seeing him back in the amateurs, Tundi. He's always had that body.
Okay.
He's always been them kind of Hercules looking youths.
Well, I think, you know, people just putting two twos together. But can I just say,
Rob does have a point. He's the kind of energies, Rob.
Yeah, but what does it say? Rob didn't say Peter and he didn't say Tony. He said Charlie. Isn't Charlie the manager?
He's not Craig's manager.
He's not Craig's. Okay, is that who you was talking about, Rob?
Precisely, Tunde. And I appreciate your contribution there. I don't actually have a problem with the Sims brothers. But Charlie, I wouldn't have any dealings with.
Why? Why is that?
Because I don't like his energy and his vibe.
Go on.
Yeah. Rob's I don't like the look of him. And, you know, this Conor Benn situation, I don't buy into this. Oh, they've got it in for me. It's a conspiracy. First, it's the lab. Then it's the eggs. Then it's not the eggs. Then it might be. And then it could be something, bordering on Channel 4 documentaries. They'd be afraid of, mate. And, you know, worst of all, I love Nigel Benn and Chris Eubanks Sr. And you, Connor, you've tarnished the legacy, my friend.
I wouldn't say so. Do you know why? For one, with the Channel 4 thing, with the Ian John Lewis thing, the British board actually paid him off. But then with the Nigel Benn thing and Connor, I know, remember, Spencer, you said that Nigel said, would my son ever cheat or whatever? But he's gone on record after his career's all said and done and said that he himself used to take drugs during his career, but right?
It wasn't performance-enhancing drugs, though, Danny.
But it would be classified as banned substances.
Yeah, it'd be banned substances. But yeah, I get that. But it's not performance enhanced. He used to say like he used to smoke a lot of weed. That's what he said. Isn't it? He used to.
Yeah, and some Class A stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was easy, isn't it? It weren't. Yeah, it doesn't come on the shoulder.
Biscuits, you know, and a bit of weed. But you know, there's a difference between that, as you say, Spencer, and PEDs.
Yep.
Clear distinction, and there is a difference. One's performance enhancing, and one isn't. And this ain't racing or tennis. This is where people get brain damaged and permanently injured.
Yes. Yes.
Autistic dementia.
Bank.
Rest in peace.
Listen, this has been a hella talk. I don't know who's sitting at home right now, whether it's the board or Eddie or Connor, saying, what are these guys doing to us? But this is the truth show. And until you make us mainstream, we're going to keep shooting the truth. So you're gonna have to put us on the mainstream, because the thing about the fight is, right, we're just letting people talk their talk. And talk there's truth, and I will never change this platform, no matter what. This platform is saying the way it is. I respect the opinions of everyone, because everyone has one, whether they're wrong or right. And the people who are involved in this situation need to hear what the boxing fans, the public, the people that pay to watch these young men or older men or women fight have to say. Because, well, you're taking our money. We're the subscribers. So it's just great for me to hear different perspectives. And as I say, whether they're right or wrong, everyone's got an opinion. And the Fight Is Right is certainly the place to air your opinion, because it's the place. Spence?
Bro, I've really enjoyed this. I've really enjoyed the contribution from Rob.
Such a great show.
And Danny, you know what I mean? And you know, maybe next week, Rob, for just for you, we'll get Charlie Sims on the show.
to debate with Charlie Sims.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
seriously. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank Mr. Rob Mayer and Danny Glover, Fight Fan TV Live, for joining us. And we're still going to talk. We're still, me and Spencer, still going to close off the thing. But just great gentlemen. Great views. So let me just put it that way. Great views. And it's definitely given me, Spencer, and the four over 500 people that's been live with us today, food for thought. And we're, myself and Spencer, are going to close the show. But thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All mine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Spence, live. Cannot rap when the fight is right. Bro, it's just, it, this show is just, it's just going from strength to strength. You just got, it's like a unstoppable force. You know, like a snowball when it's just rolling down the hill. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And yes, next week we do have a fantastic matchup between Devin, the Dream Haney versus Regis Prograte. And that is a fight that we are definitely tuning into and doing the watch along, because what a great contest that will be. And then the week after, you got Sonny Edwards trying to take on Bam Bam. Man, Sheffield, man, Bob, I don't even know where Sonny's from, where he's from. But I don't know, he's London, Sheffield, America. I don't know where Sonny's from, but wherever he's from, he can fight. He can definitely fight. And he's a good, he can
talk. I got Sonny winning that fight on points, Jonathan.
Yeah, a few people have, but a few people also have Bam taking man out.
Yeah.
Bam, but I wasn't too impressed with what I saw with Bam in one fight. But apparently, people are telling me, no, Tun, he is a serious, serious fighter. But I've actually looked at Sonny Edwards, and to me, still, he don't look like he's come out of second gear, Spence.
I'm telling you, I got Sonny.
Even though I want to strangle the little rat sometimes, because his mouth will make you just want to punch him in his head. But in terms of his craft and his dedication to the
craft, he's a very good fighter, man. He's a very good fighter
and a young man, breaming and bursting with confidence. So, and I feel that confidence that Sonny's showing is kind of getting to Bam Bam. You know, that's what the energy I'm reading, but I could be totally wrong. But Sonny is going to be difficult to pin down, because you can't just lick Sonny with a one shot. Them one shots don't really come with Sonny, because he's moving, dipping, slipping, sliding. He can stay on the ropes if he wants to stay on the ropes. So it'd be good. But this is a real, real step up in class. And on the 16th of December, live on the Zone, Eddie's bringing us another fantastic show, which was two on the back, both on the back, Haney, Prograte, Bam, Edwards. Is there any more after that? And then obviously we got the main card, Saudi Arabia, December the 23rd.
Big boy fight.
Arguably one of the greatest cards ever seen in boxing. Definitely going to be one of the greatest venues and what have you. But finishing up on the Conor Ben, Spence, let's give you a last thoughts on the Conor Ben, Chris Eubank Jr. saga.
My last thoughts are this, Tundi. Prove your innocence and sort that out with the border control first before you go on with this fight, I believe. Because you going to another foreign entity to make that fight happen on February the 3rd is a slap in the face to the border control. But then the border control then have to put their foot down. Right, but there's got to be some level of polarity. So this fight, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I'm not that hell bent on seeing it, to tell you the honest truth. Seriously, because all of this has kind of left a bitter taste in my mouth.
All of this
has just left a bitter taste in my mouth. And then not only that, but then the border control are here for a reason. Right's right and wrong is wrong. And if you are innocent, which I do believe that you are, then prove your innocence. Right? And then make the fight happen. But you know what? I am really, really bored of it. I am bored of it. But it is what it is.
This has been a serious, serious show. One, tell your friends to rewind. We all know the TV execs will be telling their staff to watch the whole show and dissect the whole show on Monday morning, because that's what they do. TalkSport will be watching the whole show. And some of the promoters are watching it as we speak because they know it's a good show. It's one of the shows on a Sunday evening that promoters will sit down and watch and run through, listen to what the fans and the general public have to say, and what myself and what you have to say, as well as the jokes that we're always giving. And it's like a family show. Facts. Bro, a certain man could get emotionally touched, but we're still saying it. But yeah, that last part, Spence, what you're saying about, it's actually just draining. And it's kind of like, it's put a whole downer on the fight.
Put a massive downer and a dampener on the fight, Tony. And listen, if that man fight each other, good luck to them. You know what I mean?
Where's Dylan White before we sign off?
Tony, I don't know, you know. I haven't spoken to him in a hot minute. I'm going to send him a message still.
I think Dylan's in Africa or something. Like,
okay.
You literally have not... to be honest, I haven't even messaged him. Because if Dylan wants to show his face, he will show it. But so many people ask me, like, where's Dylan? They heard from him or seen him or nothing. It's almost like, yeah, we know he's in Portugal. We know he lives in Portugal. But still, even when he's in Portugal, you know, Dylan always does his little tweets and or his little Insta posts, or he's always cracking jokes online. That's a... Why run the tap in the yard, Spence? He's running the tap in the yard.
Oh, it's my son, man. He's getting ready to make his hot chocolate. So, yeah. It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Tun, it's been a nice one. I wish everyone a pleasant week.
White v. Bacoli, that would be a good fight still. Dylan won't be taking that fight in his first fight back after all this. So, has Dylan been banned?
Tundi, I don't even know what's happened with Dylan.
Yeah, it's so much like this is so confusing. It's not even confusing. Like, we just need some clarity on this whole thing. Like, obviously, Dylan, the fight was stopped because of an adverse finding. But then, what has gone on since the adverse finding? Because was that before? Oh, someone said he's been suspended.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to someone in his team.
I don't know. Yeah.
You mean? And that's
Spence is tired rusted.
I'm telling you, I'm off, bro. I've got things to do as well.
You know, this show's an energy show. But yeah, tomorrow, the week starts again. Wishing everyone a great week.
And Tom, we've got to come back in a week, you know. We've got to come back in a week.
Yeah, no. We've already discussed, and to the Fighters Right listeners, there are going to be more shows in the week now. We're stepping up the game. We realize that people want us. They want to hear us talk, even if we do like a little 30-minute or three times a week.
Yeah, whatever it is. But yeah, we'll go jump on that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and yeah, one brother's like, oh yeah, Twindy should take off his glasses. He's in a room, my friend. It is how we introduce the show and how we end the show. We ain't doing a whole show in the dark shades. So we will end the show in exactly the same way as we started it, with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up. Peace, two fingers, we out.
Come on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.